Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Louisiana gardeners have long loved the tropical hibiscus. But as this past winter has clearly shown us, the tropical hibiscus is not reliably hardy when planted into the ground here in our area. But you know, there are hardy hibiscuses, and these are hibiscuses that will take the winter cold and come back and bloom for you year after year after year. Now, these hardy hibiscuses are really different when compared to the tropical hibiscuses. For one thing, their flowers are usually larger. Depending on the variety, the flowers of these hardy hibiscuses can be anywhere from 6 to a huge 12 inches in diameter. The color range is a bit more limited and mostly focuses on shades of red, rose, pink, and white, often with a dark eye around the center. The leaves are a little bit larger, and they're generally heart-shaped, and they're dull to medium green. And these are bushy plants and grow anywhere from about 2 to 3 feet up to about 5 to 6 feet tall, again depending on the variety that you choose. They go dormant in the fall, that is around about October. The plants start looking tired. By November, the foliage is falling, and then by the time the cold weather arrives, the plants have gone completely dormant. But in the spring each year, they wake up and sprout from the crown around about March or early April, and come into bloom usually around about May. The hardy hibiscuses are also called mallows, rose mallows, and swamp rose mallows. And the cultivars that you find in the nursery trade are generally hybrids or several hibiscus species that are native right here in the southeastern United States. You can see them blooming, these ancestors of these hardy hibiscuses that we grow in our gardens. You can see the ancestors of these plants blooming in boggy areas and in roadside ditches with their large showy flowers through the summer here in southeast Louisiana. The native parentage of the cultivated hardy hibiscuses means they're well adapted to our climate, and they thrive on the heat and humidity of the Louisiana summer. Now, that's to let you know what a hardy hibiscus is. What I'd really like you to know now is that there's a really outstanding new variety of hardy hibiscus that's hitting the nurseries and is an outstanding addition to your gardens. It's called the Luna Series Hardy Hibiscus, and it was released a number of years ago. The LSU Ag Center Research Station in Hammond has been trialing this hibiscus and comparing it to other hardy hibiscus varieties for a number of years now, and this one has simply been outstanding. So as a result, it was selected to be a Louisiana Superplant selection for spring of 2014. There are four colors in the Luna series, Luna Red, Luna Pink Swirl, Luna Rose, and Luna White. The flowering is heavy and runs from late spring until early fall, and that was something noted about this particular variety of hardy hibiscus. The flower coverage was really exceptional compared to other types. This is also an unusually compact, bushy, attractive growing hardy hibiscus. Sometimes they can be a little bit tall and leggy. This one's really dense and branching. It makes a really attractive plant. It looks great both in the background of flower beds as well as in containers. Now, they'll get to be about 2 to 3 feet tall and about 2 feet wide in your garden. So, again, this is something best located to the back of a flower bed. Put it in plenty of sun, and you can grow these in typical garden beds, but these hibiscuses are also very adapted to wet or boggy conditions. So you can plant Luna hibiscus around the edges of ponds and even put containers of these plants right down into your aquatic gardens. They're delightful for hummingbirds and butterflies as well. So think about adding some Luna hibiscuses to your garden this summer. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.